There's an elderly lady, Ethel, whom I've known for many years. She bakes the most amazing sponge cakes. She's also a really gentle person. In fact, give me her gentleness over those fantastic sponge cakes any day. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program as we take a look at this whole gentleness thing from a different perspective. I spent 10 years of my life as an officer in the Army. Not the Salvation Army, I'm talking Army, you know, run, shoot, kill, that sort of stuff. I fortunately never saw active service, but I remember distinctly being on an exercise once where, for a full 24 hours, they drove us around inside an armoured personnel carrier. We were only allowed out twice to go to the loo. Now, 24 hours is a long time for 10 men in this small, confined space full of diesel fumes, travelling over really rough terrain. It was like being in a box for a day, 24 hours, and some huge giant was just shaking us up and down. It was bone-jarring. To this day, I'm sure it rattled a couple of my fillings loose. There we were, crammed into this small space together. We kept our helmets on, because not infrequently it was so bumpy that we'd bang our skulls on the roof of the armoured personnel carrier. The problem was there were no shock absorbers to cushion the ride. It was a tracked vehicle like a tank. No rubber tyres, no shock absorbers. And you know something? When there's nothing to absorb the shock, it makes for a very rough ride indeed. Years after, I left the Army, and I was in business, and I was doing really well financially, had lots of money. That's well before I was in full-time ministry, I might add. And I was able to buy this really nice car. It was the most beautiful, sleek shape, a deep burgundy, and it had leather seats and a CD stack or an air conditioning. It was very expensive, and it was the smoothest ride. It had the most expensive shock absorbers, and they were brilliant. I could clear a speed hump at high speed and barely even notice the bump. The better the shock absorbers, the smoother the ride. Why are we talking about shock absorbers? Well, life is sometimes a little bit like that armoured personnel carrier, crammed in with a bunch of people that we don't want to be with. It's smelly, it's noisy, it's a rough ride, and people are abrasive. Maybe we see things differently from one another. Maybe we're different personality types. You may have heard me often talk about the fact that there are type A and type B. You know, people like me are type A, we're outcome-oriented, we're aggressive, we achieve things, and type Bs are more relational. They're softer and gentler, and time isn't so important. And boy, can a type A rub a type B, or a type B rub a type A really badly. And it is a bone-jarring, filling-rattling event. Can't life be like that? And we bump up against people, we smash up against them. Any relationship can be a rough ride some days. What we need is a good shock absorber. That's why over the last week and a half, we've been talking about what the Apostle Paul a couple of thousand years ago called the fruit of the Spirit. He said, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, you get into God and have a relationship with him, and we're still going to have bone-jarring events, but he said, you're going to have some fruit in your life, some love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, today we're up to gentleness, the second last one. If you've missed some of the previous ones, you can listen to those programs again online at our website, adifferentperspective.org, and I'd really encourage you to go and do that. Well, this gentleness thing, the more I look at it, the more I think about it, gentleness is like, it's like the shock absorbers in my expensive saloon. What do you think of when you hear that word gentleness? Maybe your mum tending to you when you had a fever when you were a kid, or your grandmother maybe. Well, they're great images, and they are images of gentleness. But gentleness goes much wider. It goes much deeper than that. I was looking at the word gentleness in a dictionary recently, and they talked about a gentle incline, and they said a gentle incline is one that's not so steep or sudden. It's gradual. A gentle person is not someone who's harsh and severe or intense. Gentleness has some give in it. A gentle person is slow to anger. A gentle person doesn't have to react. A gentle person doesn't insist on getting their own way every time. Gentleness is an awesome thing. We think of it in terms of mums and grandmothers and stuff like that, but what about you? What about me? Gentleness. And when a gentle person is involved in a collision with someone else, you know, one of those abrasive encounters, arguments or tension, when that collision happens and that gentle person chooses to absorb the blow rather than react, they feel the pain. They feel the pain, yet they hold their tongue. And most importantly, a gentle person forgives in their hearts. A gentle person doesn't hold anger and venom inside them. Gentle people make for a smoother ride through life for the other people around them, but at a cost, because it hurts to absorb the blow. There's a cost, maybe to reputation or to ego or to our human nature. We have to give something up. Do you know gentle people in your life? Come on, have a look around. Have a think. Think of the faces. Probably there's one or two gentle people amongst all those. Don't you love to be around them? Don't you love to be in the presence of gentleness? It's so gracious. It's so endearing. It's so uplifting to be in the presence of a gentle human being. Who would you rather be around? One of the gentle people in your life? Or one of the abrasive ones? One of the noisy ones? One of the ones that walks in the room and says, "Here I am." One of the ones that has to have their own way. One of the ones that will roll right over the top of us. Come on, which one would we rather be with? Pretty obvious. We'd rather be with a gentle person. The problem is, for me, I don't know about you, but for me, gentleness is so unnatural. And that's why Paul wrote about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We go putting our roots down into a relationship with Him, with God, with Jesus, and we drink in His goodness. We drink in who He is, and we experience His gentleness. We're forever changed. This Son of God, crucified for me and for you, who absorbed the blows due to us on the cross in a tough, cruel world, we drink in His gentleness, and we can't help but be changed. You might say, "Well, I don't think of God as being gentle." Have a listen to what Jesus said. He said, "Come to me. Are you weary? Are you tired? Are you carrying heavy burdens? Come to me and I'll give you rest. Come on, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me because I'm gentle. I'm humble in heart and you'll find rest for your souls." Isn't that true? When we're with someone who's gentle, it's restful. We can rest with them. We don't have to be on the defensive. We don't have to be carrying a heavy burden because somehow their gentleness sets as free from all of that. I am not naturally a gentle person. I'm outcome-oriented. I'm time-focused. And yet, the gentleness of Jesus Christ, the gentleness of God's love, as He blew into my life just gently like a breeze and filled my lungs and filled my heart and filled who I am, you can't help but taste that gentleness and not be changed. And we do that. We put our roots down into that. We keep tasting and experiencing that. And all of a sudden, we grow fruit. We can't help it. And that fruit is so sweet. It's fruit called gentleness. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.